Hi, everybody. Today is Monday, and this is Creation Lightship Program. It's the 11th of July, 2011. 2/11s. Interesting. So let's clear that here, just to see if anything is synchronistic. Remember, it's up to you guys to see if it works or not, or if you feel anything. Sometimes people feel synchronistic numbers. So here we go. We'll clear the 7 first here. We have this sort of on the natal chart, too, where you can clear numbers and different things like this, letters. So 7 being cleared. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the next is 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the next will be the 2011. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if that does anything. So 7, 11, 20, 11. Anyway, Carrie, are you out there?
I'm out here, Ron. Yes, hi, and welcome, everybody. You've probably all spotted that there's a problem with the fast chat today, so BBS is trying to fix that, so we may or may not have that by the end of the show. So I think probably we should have callers today, Ron, so we get some questions.
Sure, yeah, callers would be good. So if you want to call in, by all means, you know, use the telephone and call in. See, we can get questions answered that way.
So we're on station 1, of course, and so the two numbers are 888 for Canada
beep,
and the U.S. toll-free. Oh, we did? Oh, okay, great. Hi, is somebody there? Hello, 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 hello. Oh, maybe not.
Oh, I did hear a beep. Okay, anyway, we'll keep going.
Okay, so 888-815-9756. Or line 3, which is 530-413-4522, 430-413-4522. So, Ron, do you want to do some sample clearings, or should we just choose some topics? I have a few things here that I know you had wanted to talk about in previous shows that we didn't get to. I remember you wanting to talk about the Knights Templar from about a week ago. I don't know if that's still something that you want to chat a little about while we're waiting for a caller.
Well, we could see if maybe somebody could call in. Maybe they could mention if there's a difference on the energies there.
On the number clearing?
Yeah, that and on the Knights of the Templar.
Okay.
The Knight clearing that we did and the Founding Fathers. That was on the 4th, I think.
Oh, that's right, yes. Yes, I remember feeling a difference between the two, and I don't remember what it was now, but I know that... Oh, there's a beat. Great. Hi, who's calling?
I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Saree.
Hi, Larry.
So I had a question for Ron. I had two, in fact. The first one is, it seems that shapeshifters, when they're in somebody... seem that like they're really unbearable. You just can't stand to be around them any more than a few minutes, and they're just unbearable. But an alien would be different. They'd be a lot different in their characteristics. Could Ron describe the difference between the two?
Okay, what do you want the difference on again, Larry?
The characteristics between an alien and a shapeshifter.
Okay. An alien... would actually, in a sense, be a shapeshifter. So I'm kind of see here what I can do. I can't really bring up a blueprint of an alien. Let me see here. Good question, Larry. I can't do the difference on those. You know, to tell people.
So they're pretty close to the same thing then.
Yeah, because a shapeshifter is going to be something inside of the body, and inside of the body, living with you, these energies come out momentarily to want to look to see what's happening. They go back in the, you know, in the background. It'd be like, you know, a vampire or something. You know, we see movies about
I'm sorry, go back and what about the vampire?
a lot of people see movies where people shapeshift into other forms.
Oh, yes.
And that form would be a alien in the body as a different life form, and it comes forward.
So
that's an alien
that you see
when people shapeshift into those different things.
So they could also be a vampire, you're saying, too?
Yes.
Oh, okay, excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. And then the other one was, it seems, Ron, that on the dark ships, they may have a computer, and they have pipes going to a manifold, and then they have more pipes going into our bedroom at night, and they use an ultra-high sound technology to create and transfer maybe caterpillars and stuff like that to the people. Does it sound like that's realistic to you, that I'm maybe on the right track?
Well, if they do bring in energies into your room, it's hard to say if some of these energies are going to be actually seen physically or not on the abduction area. Normally, it's out of our realm of consciousness.
Sound technology that we can't conceive of and we can't perceive very much. It's so ultra-high technology the way it seems to me.
Yeah, that could be true. And also, they can just change a timeline, and you won't even be aware of it. And it could actually even be low technology that they're using.
Uh-huh, I see.
So by having a timeline shifted over to a different timeline, you probably would not even know that anything's happening to you, but you're being abducted onto that timeline. So even though the technology to play with timelines, at least from our end, is very complicated, on their end, it may be very simple. So they don't necessarily have to have a lot of high-tech technology. They just need to change the timeline and not make you aware of what's happening to you.
Uh-huh.
They'll just leave you in one timeline, like you're doing something very nice. That's where your consciousness is, and you don't know about it, just like you're listening to the program right now. But yet they could take you and put you on a different timeline where they torture you. And so that's kind of what happened.
Uh-huh.
And you won't have any clue of it, just that you may have some bleed through here, maybe in dreams or something, or just not feeling quite right, or maybe even arguing with your partner, you know, we'll say, because something isn't going well. And maybe on that other timeline, you're actually, you know, having a lot of stuff happening to you that is not very nice.
Uh-huh.
So it could be both. But mainly, once they change the timeline on you, this is why we do the timeline crashing. Once they change the timeline, then you have to realize that you have no control over it, much like you have here. Here you may have the control over what you want to eat, what you want to do each day. But when they start changing that timeline, and they have you in a false reality somewhere else, or even a real reality, and this one here can be false to you, as they recreate this for you, then that's where the problems come in.
Uh-huh, I see. Okay. That makes sense. Okay, and can we get an alien released tonight, Ron?
Yeah, we could do, let's see here. We could do one of the shapeshifters that could be in people. So
okay.
Here we go. Remember, the shapeshifters, you know, have a lot of energies, and you may not even feel them, but maybe you get angry at times. Remember the old cartoons on TV that you may have seen? They don't have them anymore, I don't think. But when I was growing up, they used to have cartoons like on Saturdays, you know, so you tune into them. And you'd see somebody getting really mad, and then their face would turn red, and maybe their cheeks would pop out, and their eyeballs would be popping out of their sockets. That could be a shapeshifter. Okay?
That's right.
See? You remember those, right, Larry? You're 29, right? So here we go. Let's see what happens here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So if you feel a little different, everybody, that's because you have something just, you know, living with you that should not have been there. So we took out a shapeshifter. So that may have made your personality go from good to bad instantly, you know, maybe 1 to 100 in 2 seconds, you know. And that could be why maybe you had problems with a certain issue, because this thing liked to ride upon that. So, thank you, Larry, for calling. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you very much, Ron.
Hey.
All right, and Ron, I think I heard another beep. I think we have another caller. Is somebody on the line?
I'm on the line.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. This is Shannon. And
hi,
I have a
Shannon.
Question regarding, hello, last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the four-hour call last Saturday, and it was really peaceful. Thank you. But I have a question. We had a bonus timeline clearing, past life timeline in the space. Was that for 20 past lives?
It's listed for 20, but you can do as many as you want on it. I didn't want to put, 200 in there because it would be too overwhelming for people when they saw a drop-down box.
Oh, okay,
be a lot of work
so you
for the
just
webmaster.
Keep going.
So
I see. I get it. And I have one more question.
Number one
real
would
quick.
Be 21.
What is this thing coming at the Earth?
You're a little garbled. Do you hear her, Carrie?
Actually, both of you are very garbled, but you were talking over each other
this?
Just then.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you garbled too, so.
Hello?
Yeah.
So, ask your question one more time, Shannon.
What is this thing coming towards the Earth?
I have no idea. I don't get involved with what people talk about or, conditions like that. So I honestly don't know. Everybody talks about something coming here, but, asteroids or something. I don't know.
Oh, and may I ask you another quick question?
Yes.
Real quick. I really appreciate your work, but I have one nagging question.
Go ahead.
Are you, the only guy on the Earth doing this?
Yep, that's correct.
Wow.
The other person that was here is Princess Diana. And she was doing the other part of the mission of Jesus, which was the humanitarian mission. I'm doing the healing part that Jesus had. I was the healer in Jesus 2,000 years ago, so I came back to help people that way. And she came back also as a light being to do the humanitarian mission.
I see. All right. Well, that's it. And thank you for answering my questions. And thank you, Carrie.
Sure, you're welcome. I'm just listening on the computer to see if we're coming out clearly, because everything sounds very garbled to me right now. Yeah, it looks like we are clear. Okay, great. All right, so hopefully, Shannon, you were able to hear that answer okay.
I did. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye. So I think we had another beep in there. Is somebody else on the line?
Yep.
Hi.
Hello. Yeah, hi, Karen. It's Danielle. Danielle, hi, Ron.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yeah,
I
can hear you pretty good, yes.
Okay, I'll explain to you what I have in mind. Just tell me if you see something. At the beginning, we did not have to eat. We were like Brett Aryan. You know something about Brett Aryan, don't you?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And but you know that because I've done a bit of Brett Aryan, and that after 21 about let's say 20 days, there's I would call them like survival barcode that you have inside, and when you did not eat for after a while, your body can just live. From the light, you can live on with light only, but after a while, those barcode, I don't know how to call them, like survival barcode, they just go in force, and this is what makes that can kill you. It's not because you're running out of food; it's those barcode that you have inside.
Uh huh.
this
very
is what I feel.
I might,
this is what I feel. Do
that.
You think you can do something with this? Tell me if I'm using something different or.
Yeah, it makes
can
sense.
You,
it makes
can
sense
you understand properly what
eat,
I'm saying?
Eat, what we're eating. So, yeah, I'll do some checking. Maybe I can get a barcode up for that. What would be a good name for that? Anybody have any ideas there?
I don't
know. Well,
survival barcode? What do you think? Like,
do you mean it's helping you survive or it's preventing you from surviving?
Yeah, the barcode's preventing you from not, you can only go for with food for so long, so the barcode kicks in and wants you to have food, because there's no reason why, you know, you couldn't keep on without eating, as long as you have water or something, you know, and there are people who don't have
water
either,
yeah.
But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I myself have lived for a while without that, not that long, but I've had plenty of energy not eating or just eating very, very, very little. So
yeah.
I know that's possible.
So you think this is different from the standard death barcode?
Yes, I think it's a barcode put on so that your body is forced to eat, otherwise you start to decay, you know, or start eating itself up.
Yeah, exactly. But they're different from the death barcode, aren't they?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, because I've made some feasts for like a week, 10 days. It's like incredible the energy that we can. I think we're losing energy when we're eating because the stomach takes half of your energy just to digest, and it's and you don't
mm-hmm.
really need food to stay alive. That I know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the thing I'm working on, and this is the hardest part, because after a while, there's something moving inside, and I know it's all, it's things that, it's not, it's the alien put those things inside of us, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, this is just what I was wanted to say.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah,
very
tell,
good. I'll
can you tell me how much death barcode I have? Can you see something?
Yeah, yeah. You have six of them.
Six of them?
Yep.
Holy crap. Okay. Okay, and how many of them are...
Somehow came at an early age, around seven or something.
Are already used?
Yeah, you already used one of them up, so that's good.
Okay.
But anyway, that's what I'm picking up.
Okay. Okay, so anyway, if you see something, just I don't know. This thing is very interesting because while there's so many energy about that, you're running for food and everything, all the work you have to do, and
yep, that's true.
Yeah, very interesting.
Yep, I'll do some checking on it.
Okay, so I'll work on my. Death barcode, six of them? Wow, okay.
No, you got six, unfortunately.
Okay. Maybe I can sell them on eBay.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for calling, Daniel.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. All right, well, that's interesting. So still no fast chat, so keep the calls coming, guys. Oh, there's another one. Hi, is somebody on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
I'm good, but some people don't think so.
Uh-oh.
Right, let's check. How many barcodes do I have left now? We cleared all of them a couple years ago.
I don't pick up anything more right now.
Oh, good. That's good.
That's encouraging.
Okay. What I did, some of you know that what I did was I wrote an article on the Rumor Mill News, which is this, mailing list thing about all kinds of alternative subjects. And the headline was kind of provocative. It said, David Icke, the Antichrist? Well, I've had about four or five people write back and say, David Icke is definitely not the Antichrist. And that isn't what I said. If you actually read the article instead of just the headline and imagined it all, what I said was that his message leaves out dropping yourself into your heart before going into this mass meditation that he's proposing his millions of people do. And so I'm just pointing out, okay, well, do the mitre heart drop, then you do your thing. Nobody's seeing that part. It's really, I've called to tell you how I see this working. Nobody, because of the mind control, nobody sees what I really said. And I've noticed this as a pattern. Nobody really sees what I said or wrote. And I even have found that a lot of times on these calls when I'll be talking about something and everyone will assume I'm talking about something else and then try to tell me about it. And I go, like, no, no, that's not it. So
yeah.
It's happening again. And here's just a little excerpt here. Let's see. I wanted to ask you this. Because you know what happened back then. Jesus said that he will cause crafts, C-R-A-F-T-S, crafts to prosper. In other words, business will be good. What this man is saying will create millions and millions of jobs almost overnight. I said, that's interesting. And then false flag invasion, government, UFOs. Jesus said in the end times, it will be as the days of Noah. The giants, or the fallen angels, will return. They were on the earth during the days of Noah. So do you think that's still operative?
Well, I would think the falling angels would indicate ships. So that's what I would think.
I could hear the word.
Yeah, I think the fallen angels would be the spaceships.
The ships, okay.
Ships, yeah, S-H-I-P-S, yeah, uh-huh, UFOs.
Yeah, there was a notice by, who was it, somebody in Ashtar, a big picture Ashtar with ships around them and stuff, that they're uncloaking all around us and seconds away is what the headline was.
Yeah, they're up
so
there.
So do you see
sky.
Anything
yeah,
like
they,
that
they are,
happening?
Yeah, I guess that's one way to say it.
Okay.
Although, It depends also what time-based reality they're living in, you see. But mainly, they're right here. So seconds away could be one way of saying it. I would say it more so that they are just outside our reality, much like a ghost would be, you know. And, you know, they're that close to us. In fact, you know, when they come to you and possibly put pins in your feet and legs, at night, if that happens to you listening out there, whoever's listening, number one, are you abducted? Or number two, are they actually in your room doing this to you? So that's
Yuck.
Something for people to think about, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, this person that wrote ends the communication, that's why I checked the barcodes, because this person ends the communication with, wake up before God places you and your family in the lake of fire.
Oh, boy.
I knew I was going to stir something up, but, you know, oh, boy. Because people just do not really hear what you say. I remember telling you about how I was transcribing your early radio broadcast, and I'd play the tape, 2-3 sentences, write it down, check the tape against what I wrote. It was totally different. I'd
wow.
go, huh? And I'd go back again, and I'd play the tape 3 sentences. Finally, I had to get down to 2 sentences, and I couldn't get that right. 1 sentence, couldn't get that right. Then almost word for word, I had to copy your words down to the paper before I got the exact words you said. And
Wow.
And that was my first indication that the mind control was that strong here. That's, you know, this was, what, 3 years ago. That really tuned me in to just how I couldn't even trust what's going on between the ears here. So that's what people are doing. When I write about this stuff as a third person, because the advantage of what I do is I can get into stuff you can't get into because you have a certain position and don't want to get into the fray, where I'm in the fray more and I go, well, I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing and, you know, over here. So I have a little more freedom, so I can get a little more information, a little deeper out into the dark. And so I'm looking at this and I'm going, boy, this is tough. No wonder they don't do it. Because even if you say it plainly, and you say it again and again and again, they still come back and, you said, oh, I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's one of my
I just thought
channels.
I just thought I'd tell you about
exactly
you know, what's happening
here
because we don't have the
that's what a light can't channel because people may have the wrong interpretation of what you're talking about. Plus, it could change in 10 years.
Yeah.
So that's why your spirit is your main connection to source energy. Because it is source energy, Some people don't understand that. That's why I always try to mention that on the program, that you are source energy. Some people think that source energy is out there someplace and you're here. No, you are. Your body was created from source energy through the earth spirit, okay? And that's why it holds light. Remember, your spirit can't come into darkness. So if your body was not of the light, it couldn't come into the light. Just that when I mentioned that we need to have clearings because we chose the light through our genetic past, which should not be with us, but that's the trick the dark side did. But, you know, aside from that, the DNA is our problem because, you know, how do you get out of it? You know, but the main thing is that the light can't channel because it would be taken the wrong way at some point in time. And remember, we're in time here, and time changes the rules and laws of how things are being interacted with according to how the aliens wish to do something with you.
Right, which brings me to my final question, please.
Okay.
Which is, can two timelines coexist? In other words, can I be sitting here enjoying a nice, peaceful day, but my neighbor's seeing ships decloaking all around us because he's on a different timeline?
That's that is correct. 100% correct.
So that's how, now it makes more sense. See, I thought it was one or the other. So every time you told us to, don't worry about that, you don't have to be in that timeline, and I'm thinking to myself, but of course we're all on the same timeline. How can I not that makes sense. Because in my world, projected out of me, reflected through everything that's going on, could be a different timeline than the guys next to me who are on a different timeline. And they could be all freaked out and whatever, and I could be perfectly safe. Is that it?
Yeah, you want to be in your own timeline, which is where source energy connects to it.
Wonderful.
So if you think about the magnetic and twisted body clearing, just think if you're not in sync with the current timeline, because it works the same way. Remember, when I do the clearing in person for people, I would normally either 1 or 10 degrees at a time, depending on how far out somebody is, okay? And you're just turning yourself back to a certain location, just like a compass. We'll say you need to be turned back, just for example here, so that you're due north with all of your bodies. Well, if you have one going south and one going east and west, you know, and it's moving, because they do move at times too, and maybe it got turned 3 times around, so now you're really goofed up. You're not getting life force energy or the spirit connection from your spirit, which is connected to the source. Remember, your spirit has source energy in it. You are part of the source. And that's why the magnetic twisted body is so good to have after a few of the clearings, because you may not benefit completely with the clearing because these invisible energetic bodies cannot receive all the energy just because they're pointing the wrong way. And that's the way the time works also. So think of each time a body's turned more correctly toward the light, you're going to be getting more energy.
So it's almost
so it's
like...
kind of be like, you know, somebody out in the sun and they want to, you know, have a suntan on their back. Are they going to, you know, have their belly up in the air toward the sun? No, they're going to have the back toward the sun. So you get all the energy. So it's the same way. If you're turned sideways, you know, you're only going to be having the energy of the sun hit you from one angle. And that's the way the dark side works with time. So they could take somebody on a time, different timeline, and it could be hundreds of them, if not thousands, and they could all see something differently and be looking at the exact same event, and the timelines might be changed to benefit someone, too, of the darkness. So it gets to be very interesting. So I hope I answered
that. So it's
that
almost like that. With the magnetic twisted bodies, it's almost like each body, there's 108 of them, and each of them could be looking at a different timeline until we get them all straightened out.
Yeah, that would be correct, too. Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks, Ed.
So, Carrie, what do you think? You think the fast chat's up?
No, it's not. Mine's not working, but there's another beep, so We're doing great with callers today. Thanks, you guys, for calling in so much. So who's on the line now?
Hi, this is G from Ashland. How are both of you?
Hi, G. Doing great. How are you?
Oh, just blessed. I would like to, I have a question, but first I want to add to what Ed was just speaking of, and Ron, what you had said about twisted magnetic bodies, and that could be why so many people seem so confused and distracted. If you notice, we do have a communication problem, and I've noticed it even more pronounced recently. But you speak to someone, and you both speak English very fluently, and you can tell that they're hearing the words that you're saying, but they're not understanding them.
Right.
And this has happened with a lot of people, and I don't think it's just me, but my question was actually related to the previous caller before Ed, and he was asking about survival barcodes that makes it impossible for us to live here unless we eat. And I started thinking about all of the artificial ingredients, chemicals, preservatives, not to mention bacteria and viruses that find their way into our food. And Ron, my question for you is this. Do you think that is how a lot of these parasitic life forms can actually grow inside us, or possibly even robotic life forms? Because we know that all life here is chemically based on one level. And it would seem that if you have all of these different chemicals circulating in your body, you're basically just creating a primordial swamp for these things to construct themselves in. I've heard people describe them as necrotic, robotic, parasitic. Any thoughts on that? Does that seem...
Yeah. Have
right
you
to?
Checked out the polio virus?
One,
should you have a computer up right now that you can go into Google?
Okay.
And just see if you could find it on there, and maybe
yeah,
describe
it pops right up.
What it looks like, okay?
All right.
I saw it
so
about
image.
2 years ago.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
so
it's
let me give you
a
minute
to
look at it, and you can be the I guess the host here for a little bit. tell people what you're seeing there.
Yeah, I see a lot of. Well, some of them look very different. One looks like a little bush. Another looks like. Well, the one I'm seeing looks like the Earth. It's green and blue and has little red worms coming out of it.
Oh.
Wow.
Another one looks like it's like a orange-reddish puffball.
Okay.
These are the images that I'm finding.
Yeah, they're like little spiky orbs.
Yeah.
When I looked the other day, that's what I saw.
Interesting. Yeah, there's an entire article here. I'm not going to read it
right
on air. Well, I suppose that would make sense then, how a lot of these viruses are mutating in the way that they are.
Yeah, because they're probably bringing into the person, you know, one of the critters, and the critters then want to get a family.
Mm-hmm. Or they want to construct themselves into something more malevolent.
Yeah.
So okay. Those are the physical those are the physical ones that you're looking at on the website there that we
right
get
all
the
of
physical
this is
ones.
Just physical. Do you think some of these energetic parasitic life forms that we don't normally see, most people don't see, could also maintain themselves the same way? I mean, basically nourish themselves.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah. No, let's do
just some food for thought for everyone out there. I know a lot of people try to eat organic, and I do as well. I try to be very picky about what I put into my body, so that would be a good thing for all of us to think about. You know, that's increasing your life force energy to me and making sure that I'm here and aware of every moment and aware of myself is something you can't really put a price on. So if you're paying a bit more for healthful, nourishing food, that's something I would encourage everyone to support.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, thank you, Ron, and you have a great day.
Okay. Thank
Thanks
you
for calling.
Yep, very interesting.
I think I did hear another beep, but did you want to do a clearing real quick there, Ron? It sounded like you had a real a clearing that you...
Let's do a clearing for... boy, we could do one for those polio energies here.
That's a good idea.
So here we go. Oh, man. It'll take a little bit of our time here. I see the light ship scrambling here to get ready for this one here.
Okay. Yeah, because we all will have been vaccinated, so we'll all have it in us. So it probably is a bit of a whopper.
They're saying about 45 seconds here. I'm getting a lot of doctors online right now instantly here. So.
Okay. All right.
We can talk.
So maybe we can see who's online, and then we'll come back to them and when you've done the clearing. So is there somebody still on the line holding?
I am here.
Hi.
Hi, this is Shannon again. I had a quick question. They were talking about barcodes. There's so many listed, and I couldn't possibly afford them all. What is the most important barcode that I should get removal?
Well, if you want to leave the earth here at ascension time and not get taken elsewhere with your spirit, then the spirit barcode one is. If you're worried about your health right now, then your health would be what I would recommend doing. And there's two clearings on that one, the death barcode.
Okay, I missed part of what you said. You said the death barcode is the most important one?
For your body.
Older, yeah. It's for your body. So do you have any physical conditions or anything?
Do I?
Yeah.
Small, not real bad ones.
Okay, so that's what I would probably do is, the death barcode is very, very important to get rid of. And then you have another clearing with that, which is a stress one, stress death barcode. So you get two clearings for $150.
Okay, so do the death barcode first.
Yes, uh-huh.
For your body, if you're worried about your body. Sorry, go on, Shannon.
Did you say the ascension barcode, too, for 2012? Or
no.
I kind of missed
what
you
said. I would do your spirit barcode.
When you say spirit barcode, oh, okay.
So, Shannon, that one gets your spirit out of here at ascension time, so it doesn't remain trapped in the reincarnational loop, so you won't have any more lives here.
So you're saying, okay, now I'm confused. The spirit barcode's the most important one?
Yeah, for getting out of here, that's the most important. Do that one first, and then to help your body so that you don't have these death barcodes going off and debilitating you over time and draining your energy, then that's when you, if in that situation or in that case, you would want to do the death barcode. So the death barcode is just for your body and the spirit barcode is just for your spirit. They're both really important. It just depends which one you feel moved to do first.
Yeah, it's just money, we're all broke. So I'll do the spirit barcode when I can first then.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, you guys. Thank you.
Hey.
You're welcome.
Yeah, a lot of people are really, they don't want to be here any longer. So for some reason, ascension time happened in a month from now, we'll say, then you're automatically going to be out because the light ship will have you instantly. Otherwise, the barcode will kick in and the dark side will find you because they found your spirit initially. I'll just talk a little bit about that. The only reason why you're here, for more than one incarnation is because you have a spirit barcode put on you. The spirit, it's kind of like the ring in the bell each time after you die. So where do you go to? You go to the other side, right? And the other side is where the aliens are to tell you, about your past life, how you've made mistakes, how you stepped on those three ants by accident, and, you got to come back now and, you know, make amends to them and feed them some honey or something, you know, and all that stuff. All that's because your spirit got a barcode put on it. So the reason why you're here is not because you consciously chose to be here through each lifetime with your spirit. You know, your spirit got a barcode put on it when you first checked into planet Earth. So if you want to get out of here, that's what you need to get off of you. And the light ship will make sure that it can't be put back on again. So hopefully that helped everybody. Let's do that polio.
Okay.
Here we go. So one. Oh boy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 9 and 10. 1, oh boy, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay. So, we don't have the fast chat up. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Do they automatically do spirit infusion when something gets cleared out of us, or do we need to request that? My arms are very heavy.
Okay, we'll do spirit infusion now. Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, oh, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. How do you feel, Carrie?
Well, yawny and heavy arms, heavy hands and heavy forearms, tired. So definitely releasing stuff there. That's great. Thank you. 45 doctors. Wow. Thanks to all of them from all of us. So that's probably a very, very heavy clearing globally because everyone on the planet... Well, I wonder about third world countries, but certainly in first world countries, everyone has been vaccinated against that for decades. So we've all got, you know, dead viruses from the vaccines in us from that. So that's a really good one to hit upon. Yeah, a little discombobulated, but not too bad. Just mostly feel a bit spaced out, and I'm feeling some stuff in my face, too. A little bit of heat, that's good. And just weighty down. Still no fast chat, so if anybody else wants to call in or recall in with another question, that would be great. We've got about 10 minutes left on the show. So, Ron, what else should we do here? I'm kind of a fan of this new clearing that you've given everybody who's doing the 8-hour calls, and which won't be up on the web. Site probably for a week or two. Do you want to do another one of those timeline crashes and space-time crashes for a past life for our spirit, since we've been talking about spirit barcodes?
Sure. So we did, I think, the first, second. We'll do the third past life.
Yeah.
Here we go, everybody. So you need to think of an emotional issue. So what do you have in this lifetime that if you were to ask your friends, they would say, you know, you have this problem with your emotions. So whatever that is, okay, remember, everything here is emotional anyway. So you need to think of that because it could be recycled from these past lives. So this is number 3, timeline crash for your third past life back, or third lifetime back, let's just put it that way, which would be your third past lifetime. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. Let's do a space-time crash. This one will probably be much heavier. Think of the same emotional issue. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Wow. Wish we had the fast chat up. Back to you, Carrie. Maybe we get a caller.
Yeah. I hope we do, because I can't focus. These are so strong. It's amazing. You know, I forgot to, on the timeline crash, I forgot to think of an emotional issue, but I still yawned like crazy. And now I'm all over the place, and I can't think what to say, because the space-time always gets me really jangled up. So when you're doing these, Ron, for each of the lives that we've done, so we've done three of these now on the last two or three shows, we're just doing one timeline for each life. But on the clearing, which those of you on the eight-hour calls who've seen this clearing already, you'll have seen that there are multiple timelines that you can do for each life, just like right now in this life we're on multiple timelines. So, Ron, I assume you're just, the light ship's probably just picking one timeline that we're on for each of these lives that you've been clearing, right?
Yes, That's just one issue. Let's take
one
another
issue. Okay.
We'll go back to the same
life.
Time, and here we go. In fact, I'll just name an issue. Let's do an issue for happiness. Okay?
Yep.
Remember, the negative or positive ones are all the same. This is happiness. There are all ways that they catch you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Well, now we'll do a space-time crash for happiness. 1, 2, remember the space is when they bring you back here. That has all the emotional stuff, all the DNA, cellular memory of the abduction. That comes right back to your body now. On the timeline one, if you come back, then it's kind of done automatically most of the time. But if you're only brought back, 90% of the times and you're still out there 10%, the space-time will guarantee that you come back here. And that could be kind of rough, too. But here we go. One, so timeline crash for happiness. 1, space-time. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie.
Okay. Yep, now I'm leaning forward. I'm sort of leaning like a wilted plant forward. A lot of yawning. I'm sure you guys are too. I wish the fast chat were up and I could read some of your comments. We've got about 3 minutes left if anyone wants to call in and describe that. I'll give the numbers out again under the Station 1 play button. So toll-free U.S. and Canada is 888 815-9756, or line 3 is 530-413-4522. Okay. Gosh, I wish I could read something. Yeah, I'm all thrown off here. Are you still there, Ron?
Yep, I'm here. So,
so how are you feeling?
I don't feel too bad.
Oh, good.
A little queasy. Not a whole lot, you know.
Okay, good.
Just slightly a little bit off, that's all. I'm not jumping around or wanting to throw up like I do sometimes.
Oh, good.
Do that, but I don't feel too bad.
Good. I keep yawning. I guess the timelines are still crashing probably on those two because I keep yawning. Oh, gosh. Really interesting. As I mentioned before, if you're on the 8-hour calls, you'll have gotten the kind of sample page for this this clearing as a free add-on, and you can still get that because there are two more Sundays remaining in the month that Ron will be doing the 8-hour intensive. So these two clearings will probably be $50 each, and then an additional $50 each for 1 month. And then an additional $50 for the unlimited. So potentially a $100, because you're getting it for the month. Sorry, I'm a little all over the place here. So
so if you wanted to do an unlimited, it's $100.
There you go.
Oh, that's how,
thank
how
you.
It is. And it'll be up at some point here. So people who are on the 8-hour calls have that availability right now to do those. And maybe we could have some callers call in on Wednesday letting us know how this clearing is working for them. Because we may have the fast chat up, too. We don't have time right now, but, you know, you just got it last Saturday, Sunday, so I'm sure that everybody's taking advantage of it who's been on the calls. And remember, all your problems stem from the past. So, and normally, I could probably say, probably 95% correct, that I would think in the last probably five lifetimes is mainly what you're dealing with right now.
Oh.
And from there it goes back into, you know, the beyondo, who knows where it goes to. But you're living the stuff. This is why you look like your parents, okay? Because their DNA gave you what you have as far as the appearance and also your stuff. And your stuff probably is more resonant to your grandparents, okay, than your parents. That way you can project your stuff onto your parents and your parents' stuff that was projected onto their parents, which would be your grandparents, is what you're dealing with. So it always comes back and circles full circle to the offspring to affect you, okay? You probably heard the old story, you know, I hope that your child gives you the same stuff that you gave to me. Well, very possibly that's the way it would work, you know. But who you really are is probably more like your grandparents, if you happen to know who they were. And you could be carrying their genetic stuff, their physical problems in you. So may have skipped one generation. So that, this is why it's good to do those. And, you know, people have sometimes what you may want to call a core issue in their life, you know, as they look upon their whole life, as you're older, you say, yeah, I had this problem, a similar problem. Maybe it's rejection, and I've had it for my whole life. I can't get rid of it. Well, it could be from these very close past generations. This is why the timeline clearing is so good, because it gets you out of those, because you're still living those. You're still being abducted, I hate to say, from those lifetimes.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, you can cover your head up, but you're still breathing, you know. Anyway, we got to get it into a positive note here. I'll bring in some peace energy. Here we go.
Okay.
Then we'll sign off. So it'll be in during, as we talk now, we have our conference call coming up in about a half an hour or so. The next hour we'll have peace energy through the light beam.
Thank you,
Carrie. Thank you, callers. Hope this is very informative to you. And, you know, I'd like to get people to comment this coming Wednesday on the brand new clearing that's not out yet. So you guys are forerunners on this here to enjoy a brand new clearing. Actually, it's two of them. So We'll see you later.
Sure.
Thank you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Good night, everybody. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye, everyone.